Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring.
Keep pouring, my friend.
GFY. You know, I haven't said GFY in so long now. I haven't had a reason to.
because it's been quiet, because we haven't had no fucking idiots in our lives.
Yeah, I guess I haven't had an FI in my longness, except telling people how I feel on the inside or whatever.
Yeah. Imagine me,
Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
Already starting off racist here. I press record, by the way, whatever. People, welcome to The Last Drop. I'm the godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I'm just that guy.
Yeah, he's just that dude.
Just that guy.
You're the Big Lebowski of The Last Drop.
Yeah. I'm the short, fat Asian guy.
You're like the... Oh, that's racist, dude. Don't call... Oh, you know how offended I am that you just said that now?
Why? Because
you true. Said guy.
Yeah, the short, fat Asian
guy. Leave it open.
Yeah. Short, fat Asian guy.
No. Yeah. Leave it open, because you
all,
might...
All gutted.
What if you want to change? What if
no,
you want
to... No, because the way I feel inside is what I feel outside.
What if you want to be
fat?
What if you want to be a woman?
No.
What if you describe as both?
The only time you would ever see that say that word is, whoa, man, that was delicious.
All right, anyway.
I don't even know. Whoa, man, that's so good.
Oh.
Whoa, man.
Hopefully nobody never says that to you. Like if you do get a sex change or whatever, and like you chop your dick off and get a vagina and stuff like that, that would be funny if like I just walked in like the doctor's office, like, whoa, man. That looks delicious.
See how you can play on the word itself.
Yeah.
Whoa, man. Whoa, man.
Yeah.
You're too close. Whoa. Calm down. Back up. Play up. Mm.
Although it would be funny if you got like more play, though, if you did get a section.
Oh, no. See, if I was a woman, I'd be a hoe. I would straight hoe it up.
No. I meant
I wouldn't be loyal to myself.
I meant like if more women like hit on you. Like they didn't know like you were a woman now or whatever stuff. So like all the women you've ever like fiend after, they like start hitting on you and shit like that. Like a certain, you know, who we... What if she just came up on you and was just like, I don't know what it is about you now, but I just really want to fuck you.
I just want to pick you up and take you home.
Let's go. And you're like, damn it, I don't have my dick anymore.
All right. You can lick my snatch.
You think you'd feel it?
Oh, yeah. Well, because they still take the nerve endings from your shit.
Oh, my God. Okay. I don't, that sounds painful.
What they do.
That sounds painful. I just figured they tucked it in and taped it.
Nah, not shit.
I thought it's like if you go to a doctor in Compton.
Oh, that, no. I think it's probably better just going to Mexico. It's probably cheaper.
Yeah. They got more better sanitary. Drugs down there. Yeah. It was about as sanitary as that.
You probably come back hooked on opioids and be all fucked up.
It was about as sanitary as that place we went to last night.
Yes, last night was quite epic. Quite epic. A lot of...
Want to give a shout out to Foreplay?
No, I don't want to give a shout out to Foreplay. God damn it. I'm still trying to find shit to sell in my house to offset the cost of that shit. Yeah. I can sell this. I can sell this. Ooh, I can have to keep that. Ooh, I can sell plasma.
Your neighbor knocked on the door. He was like, I can sell you.
Yeah. Like, hey, neighbor, you got anything you want to throw away that I can potentially sell? Yeah, I need to offset some money.
And then, funny enough, you whatever, it was like, oh, my God, it's her from Foreplay, whatever. She came back on the door.
Shit, you're my neighbor?
She's like, you ready for round two, whatever. He's like, I don't have another $1,000 for you.
Yeah. I ain't gonna pay your rent on top of that, my rent.
I think you did pay her rent. You paid 2 months worth of her rent last night.
I didn't know when I hit that fourth digit. I was like, wait a minute.
It was funny because Christina was like, why are you still up? I was like, it was like 5 a.m. So it was like 8 o'clock in New York and shit. I was like, me and you just came back from a strip club, whatever.
Yep,
and she was just like,
sure,
why a strip club? I just said, because.
Because.
Booty.
Wait. What kind of question is why a strip club? Why the fuck not?
I guess she wanted a backstory as to why we chose that place that night. And I just said.
Because it's probably the best one in the area.
Well, not just why we go to the strip club. Like, why did we differentiate between our normal going out dancing as to a strip club?
Because, you know what? Because sometimes you have to let the other person dance. Okay?
Yes.
I can't dance all the time. Somebody else has to do the dancing. So I can appreciate the finer things in life. Like, ooh, Shake that booty. Shake them titties. Shake everything.
I became a director last night. I was like Michael Bay and that motherfucker. I was like, okay, girl. Okay. Put your snatch. Show it now. Show, do it. Do it.
Yeah, slap it in my face.
Oh, just my God.
Ram it in my face.
And I passed my STD test, so yes.
No, no, I'm still waiting for the results.
I got a 24-hour test.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got pink mouth.
I got pink lips.
Still kind of shitty. No.
My mouth tastes like glitter.
Well, believe me, I still have booty glitter.
Yeah.
That's what that's on. I was wondering why when I was driving down here, the sunlight was glistening off my face. I realized, oh, I still have some glitter on my underneath my eyes.
Yeah. I felt shiny on the way back home. I was like, damn, Negro looks shiny to me, or whatever stuff. Before that, we had a Red Breast 21 too, though.
It was delicious.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
And I had a couple Guinnesses at the other bar. Delicious.
I had Akashi and Glen Merengue, 10-year-old, and Akashi 12-year-old.
Delicious.
It was pretty great. Before that, a week ago, too, we never talked about this because I guess we haven't really recorded something between then or whatever, but we went to a whiskey tasting for a Dalmore and Jura bottles or whatever.
Oh, man.
For $25.
Damn, I got to go back there. They called me to go pick up
the King Alexander. Oh, to pick up the King Alexander or whatever stuff?
I'll go get it. Shoot. If they're over tomorrow, I'll go pick it up tomorrow.
You might want to check with them on that one or stuff.
Well, no, they told me to call.
Nah, that King Alexander. Yeah,
like, look, it's holiday weekend. How are they going to expect me to be in town? They just have to assume that I'm out.
First of all.
Drinking other shit somewhere else.
You're making it sound like that King Alexander is hard to find. Like,
no, it was. Like, everywhere I just want to go get it.
Everywhere I went, I've showed you photos of where that motherfucker was at.
True. But to get it for that low price.
Oh, that $10. Off?
Well, it was like 10%.
Yeah. No, not 10%. It was literally $10
off. Oh, $10 off. Yeah. I was like, what, $213?
But then literally the total wine had it for the same price.
Yeah, but they had it for the price non-discounted.
Yeah. But then the place I went to yesterday to get the our lovely Corazon bottle sitting there or whatever, they had it for that price, so.
Mi corazón.
Yeah. Those are going to be sitting on the shelf for a while, people, because.
Sure will.
Gotta collect them all. I like Pokemon Masters in this motherfucker first.
Got to.
Yeah, because we're gonna. One episode, one day, we're gonna do a whole BTEC lineup, whatever, with all the tequila. That's the day I plan on getting fucked up.
I make sure I don't eat any eggs or anything that's just gonna give me mad BGs that day.
Yeah. Uh-uh. Special thanks to Oscar from the Lincoln House once again for introducing us to these beauties and now got us permanently hooked on them.
Oh, man. Even last night, remember the shot? Homeboy gave us the shot.
Oh, yeah, he did give us
the
shot.
The Casamigos?
So, yeah, the Casamigos tequila, yeah. Which was not bad, I enjoyed it, whatever.
I was not expecting it to be as smooth. Maybe they watered down a little bit, who knows?
No, he straight up poured that shit from the bottle like it was in the glasses and shit. He didn't give himself one, but he sure did pour it, and it was pretty fine.
Yeah, it was funny how
our other buddy was looking at it going like, what the hell is this? I was just like... Tequila, drink, bitch.
Yeah, we're doing drinks.
And then he drunk and said, "What was that?" Whatever. I was just like,
"Tequila."
That was roofies.
Yeah, yep. Flories.
You're gonna be seeing four of us right about now.
Yeah.
Oh
shit! What am I drinking? Oh, this is how I feel inside.
So what I originally was gonna do is this month was gonna be PD week, or like PD month, whatever. I was gonna bring out like Lafork versus Ardbeg. Yeah, look at the look on your face, whatever and shit. But after last night and getting only about 4 hours of sleep, I said, I don't know if I can be ready for that at this moment right now.
Damn.
I ate a seed of peat, by the way, people, or whatever the fuck it was called.
Oh, yeah, at the tasting.
And that thing, I was like, so that's where the peat comes from then. Mm. It is these damn, I don't know what these things.
It looked like little barley seeds.
Yeah, little barley seeds or whatever. Damn. And I ate one. And that thing, or I was just like, holy shit, so that's where all the smoke comes from. Gotcha. Yeah. So they must literally just drop like 5 or 10 of those things in a bottle.
Maybe they just put one. Because if you ate one, just one.
Not for Lafork. So Lafork got some PD ass shit. Even
Why they put two? They put two of them little fuckers
hell
in there.
No, it's way more than that shit or whatever. Because I can tell you that right now.
I remember when...
You want to taste some Lafork then?
And try? Hell no.
Exactly then. Hell. So yeah. Don't even quit. So I wasn't prepared for last night. So I was all around, Ardbeg 10 versus Lafork 10. Let's go, whatever. And then I was going to do an Ardbeg special with a Lafork quarter cast special. I was like, let's go there. But then after last night and only getting about 4 hours of sleep, I was like, Yeah, and then plus I feel hot and dirty and booty glitter and stuff like that. So it's
I still feel the same way.
Yeah, I feel amazing. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, it was pretty incredible.
Those
girls are incredible.
Every time I woke up and I wanted to relive the moment, I just sift my arm or my hand or something.
And then the breakfast afterwards was even better. I think the breakfast after just completed it.
It was delicious. Yeah. I actually ate my leftovers this morning. Man, that was good.
Yeah, breakfast. Good. You had an omelet, right?
I had an omelet. Yeah. I had a steak omelet. Man, that was delicious.
It was fucking delicious, yes.
I couldn't finish it, of course, obviously. Yes.
So I thought I'd go with something a little bit more subtle, whatever, and I just pulled out some Japanese rice bottles.
Oh, konnichiwa, bitches. Oh,
konnichiwa. Yeah. Oh, shisha. This is how I feel.
This is how I feel inside.
Inside of me, whatever. So I decided to pull out the Oishis. I brought out a sherry cask and a distillery bottle. Nas bottles, of course, whatever. And it's funny because speaking of Christina, she was testing me on my hip-hop knowledge, whatever, by asking me, picking who over who, Biggie, Pac, Cube, what did she say? Cube or...
Biggie, Pac, Cube.
Biggie or Pac, who's better? Okay. Wu-Tang or N.W.A.
Those are like different areas.
I picked Wu-Tang.
The group?
Yeah. I picked Wu-Tang over N.W.A. Even though I loved N.W.A., whatever, man, I think I blasted way more... which is probably not fair because Wu-Tang had more albums too.
Yeah.
I think I blasted way more Wu-Tang. Shit, even still today. I mean, I play N.W.A. still today, but...
But I think it's generational. Like, for me, if you ask me, of course, I'm going to go with N.W.A. because that was, hip-hop.
How's it generational, though? You're older than me.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I would go with N.W.A. You said you would go with Wu-Tang.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. Like, I heard N.W.A., Run DMC... Beastie Boys, and fast forward, Wu-Tang.
Beastie Boys are some overrated motherfucker. Okay. Hey, I'll tell you right now.
I could have said something even worse than that.
Yeah.
Max Kellerman.
Oh, she said Ice Cube or DMX.
Oh, Ice Cube or DMX. I'd have to go with Ice Cube.
I picked Ice Cube because I was like, look, without Ice Cube, there is no N.W.A. That motherfucker wrote all those lyrics and songs that I ever had. Yep. So like, and when he didn't write for them, them songs sucked. Okay,
ooh, remember when he left?
Ooh.
No Vaseline. Wow.
It was a bad time for N.W.A. when he left. It was like, ooh, you see with them lyrics? Because look, Ren's lyrics, he was writing his own lyrics. They sucked. They were doo doo. They were doo doo, baby.
He's probably one of probably the one that gets overlooked. When you think of N.W.A., you think of three people.
Yeah.
Eazy-E, Dr. Dre.
And Cube.
And Cube.
Yeah.
And then all the substitute teachers that came along.
And I would say out of the three of them, I would say Cube kind of separated himself the most out of the whole group, whatever. Because when you think of N.W.A., most of the time, whatever, Cube is like, oh, yeah, that's right. He was with them and stuff like that, whatever. Like, he separated his career from that. So the first one she said was Tupac or Biggie.
That's the East Coast, West Coast thing.
Then she said Wu-Tang or N.W.A.
Yeah. N.W.A.
I got Wu-Tang. Ice Cube or DMX?
Ice Cube.
Ice Cube or whatever. I picked Ice Cube. Although I love DMX, whatever. I love he's passionate. And I did write tier two or two that although DMX does scare me more.
I just heard him in the car on the way here.
That motherfucker terrifies me.
Yeah.
You see that photo? Nas posted a photo of him hanging out with him. That motherfucker had this growl look on his face. I was like, that dude's either about to rob you or take a shit. I can't tell.
Was the picture of him at Sweet Chick eating chicken?
No.
Okay.
It was him getting ready to take a shit or rob somebody.
Oh.
Maybe even both. Maybe he's like, I'm about to rob you while you take a shit.
Ooh. Damn, that's a shitty situation.
And then she asked final Kendrick or J. Cole. And I said, neither, because I don't like any one of them. So.
Yeah. next question.
Yeah. I think it stopped with that because we got into an argument of not being friends anymore because she's like, I love them. And then she said, but I do love Migos too. And I was just like, yeah, we no longer friends.
No.
Yeah. We're no longer friends now. Yeah. That this friendship's over now. Okay, yeah. Goodbye. So I brought out Oishi bottles, whatever.
Oh, time to drink.
Because this is the last drop, whatever. And I brought out some unopened bottles as well, too. So.
Ooh, ooh.
I thought I would try something new for you, whatever. So
Oishi.
Oishi.
Like, how is she?
Oh, yeah.
She good.
Or like Mo to the.
Yeah.
E to the.
Yeah.
Moesha.
Yeah.
Oisha.
Oisha.
Yeah. That's like a black and Japanese kid being born right
there. It's like
there.
You.
No. Huh?
Oh.
That's how I feel on the inside, though.
Oh. On the inside. right.
Only on the east side.
Yeah, but for me, that joke doesn't run because I'm already Asian.
Yeah. So
it doesn't really work.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You could dress up like a wigger.
No, I can't do that.
Yeah, that'd be funny as shit, actually, to see you as a wigger. I'm not going to lie.
I would have a shirt that says, strictly for my ninjas.
Strictly for my jigger.
It's my jigger.
Yeah, strictly for my jigger.
My jigger.
That's got changed now. It's strictly for my jigger now.
Strictly for my jigger?
Yeah. It's no more longer ninja.
No more ninja?
Ninja's outdated.
Oh, is it really?
It's jigger.
Is it? Oh, okay.
I changed it.
Okay.
The last drop has changed it.
Thank
it's
you,
jigger.
Authoritarian of hip phrases.
You're very welcome on that, whatever and stuff. So,
oh, you're actually using it?
Yes. This is my jigger.
Oh, okay.
My jigger.
Wow, all right.
Told you. So, as most rice whiskeys in Japan or whatever, they're light on the yellow and stuff.
Ooh,
like that.
Wait, what's the difference?
One's a sherry cask.
Oh!
And one's an original Nas distillery.
Oh, yeah, it's just regular.
Yeah, so
one's regular.
I could pull out the brandy cask, but I was like, two bottles is enough for
now. Look at how it just coats the glass.
Yeah.
It is pretty.
That's the beauty about the rice whiskeys are from Japan. Oh, my God. That hit me right in the face, whatever.
Oh, is she?
Yeah. Oh, is she? I can tell you this right now. Oh, is she hit me straight up in the face last night. I was like, can I hit it one time, please?
Yes, you can.
I was a gentleman, though. I asked.
You didn't just take it?
No.
You just take it?
I was like, I'm going to be gentleman-like first.
Oh, yeah.
Let me just slide this. Here you go.
Is this okay?
Yeah.
Oh. So you didn't just like try to manhandle it like last weekend?
Oh, hell no. Hell no.
Wow.
We went to the... Where did we go first? We went to the Blind Donkey first, whatever.
Right.
And we had some Booker's 30, some Suntory or Suntory. Are you going to know it was first?
Oh, I've been nosing it for a minute.
Yeah. It's funny because most were rice whiskeys. There's a lot of water.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
There's a lot of white.
This is rice.
Yeah, I've been saying that since we started.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah. Of course, yeah.
Damn.
Japanese has. I got a few rice whiskeys on that bar behind you too, or whatever.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Man.
That Taguchi bottle. That's one.
Taguchi.
The Kashi. There's none. That's more of a plum. Whiskey.
Isn't Kashi that health.
Gachi's in that white box. Akashi's that one that I bottle killed last night.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's more of a plum tasting wine or whatever, because Japanese make plum wine, so.
Oh, yeah.
Nice and smooth.
Mm-hmm.
Hits all the right. This is a great conversational pour.
Yeah.
You feel that afterburn for the finish, though?
I can feel a little bit.
It settles for a little bit.
There it goes.
Yeah.
There it goes.
It doesn't kick in right away. It waits.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's like Pepto-Bismol.
Yeah.
It just coats all the way down.
And you know how this is real Japanese whiskey? Is because it says, product of Japan.
Oh. What?
Yeah, it didn't say made in Japan.
It could have been made in Japan, like... somewhere.
Bullshit. Yeah, that means the shit's...
We should find another actual place that sounds like Japan. Like Wakanda. You know? There's a Wakanda in Illinois.
What was the place in Coming to America? Zamunda.
Zamunda!
Yeah,
yes.
Zamunda.
Yes.
Zamunda. Welcome to Zamunda, my brother.
Yeah. I can't believe they're making another one.
Do you know the way, my brother?
Yeah.
Do you know the way? Please tell me. I must know the way. You have to bear with us, people. I'm still, like, in amazement of last night. But last week, when we got back, we went to Blind Donkey, whatever. We had Booker's 30, Suntory Royal, and Red Spot.
Yeah, don't remember that Booker's.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Shit. Last night was worse, though.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Last night was way worse.
times 10.
Yeah, that was
at least.
Bookers are like a child. Like, sit down, little baby. Okay, sit down.
At least with the Bookers, I got to taste it.
And then, I don't know. You tasted a lot last night, too.
Sure did.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Yesterday was a good day.
Yeah, it was a lot. Let's just say some water was leaking.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we went to the Blind Donkey.
And we went to Federal Underground.
Right, and then we went, and then great night. Great night because why? It was a show. The show itself, what I'm trying to say is...
Where do you even start with this?
I'm trying to lead into it.
Yeah, right.
Okay, we get there, and we're peeping at the dance floor. I look to my left.
We went to the bar first.
Right.
Your beer.
And boom, come back. I got my beer, and I'm looking to my left, and there's two sisters just
twerking
well,
it out.
First off, that was the first time where you had, this is the first time I've seen you get alcohol and just say, I don't want nothing else after that Booker's 30 now. Like, that Booker's 30, like, completed the night, it really. Literally. Like, it was literally like, I don't want to taste nothing else after this. And if it is tasting something, it's going to be light as shit because I just want this taste of Booker's to burn all inside of my chest.
You sure did, because what did I buy? I bought a PBR.
Yeah, and I still think you felt Booker's still, whatever. He's just
I need something cool, like, just quench the thirst. But those two women, God bless them.
And then we saw these two women getting down on the dance floor, two black women or whatever.
Oh, yeah, they were just twerking it out nonstop.
It was like a twerk fest. It's almost like, please everybody report to the dance floor. There is a twerking contest going on, whatever.
Excuse me. Yeah, exactly. Get out the way. I got to get up to the dance floor right now.
I think somebody called me a midget. Move, midget. I was like, hey, what? Oh, shit. And then I turn around. She's like 10 feet tall. I was like, I get out your way.
Yeah.
I'm all out your way, girl. Whatever.
Get out my way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Plus, you know, and then we saw this random dude. He could tell he's feeling the spot. He's feeling it. He sees it.
Oh, he was scoping.
He runs in there. He gets behind this one girl, and Yoon was yelling out, "Me too! Me too!"
Yeah, because this guy just puts his hand, palm thrust her head down and says, keep looking at the flow. And he is grinding her out while she's twerking him.
You remember that night?
And not a care in the world.
You remember that night
that
when
it was a bad thing to do?
You remember when that little girl palm thrust me in the back or whatever shit? Okay, imagine that palm thrust by a dude that looked like he could be fucking Rampage Jackson or some shit like that.
Yeah, pretty much. I looked and said, damn. I was like, you can do that shit here in Long Beach?
And, like, he popped this girl so hard.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. They were twerking it out so hard that her phone popped out of her titty.
But not only that, it popped out the case of the phone.
Because I remember when she was bending over trying to grab her phone.
She couldn't pick it up.
She couldn't pick it up because she kept grinding into her. So she kept trying to reach for it, and it would just get scooted in front of her. Then finally, when he stopped, she picked up the phone, and I asked her, yo, did you just break your phone? She says, nah, it just popped out the case. I said, I bet it did.
I told those girls, I said, I'm not even y'all, but I felt all that. Yeah. I said, I feel violated. I was like, God damn. I was like, yeah. I said, we need to call him the American Nightmare right now. Because you can see him in the corner. He was doing some other chick or whatever, right? Yeah. And he was looking over, smiling. I was just like, that brother terrifies me. I was like,
when he came back, he took his shirt off?
Took his shirt off? That brother was sweating.
Oh, he was going back and forth. And then the other guy came.
And then this other little dude by my height came in.
And did the same thing.
and he looked like he was, like, going to be calm and cool. Just like, hey. He looked like he was just going to say, hey, excuse me, you want to have a dance real quick? Something like that. He got behind her, grabbed her nice and clean, whatever and stuff. And then he
just pounded
his
shit.
And then he just
her.
Yanked his hand on her neck and pushed her down the ground. And then they just started. I was like, what the hell is going on? I was like,
it's the best.
He just worked at you in the back. You in the background with your eyebrow right, like,
I was like, wait, this is legal here?
Yes.
We could do this here?
Yes, yes, very legal.
Man, they don't do this on the west side.
Yes.
Yeah, like, yes. Wow.
And then the big brother came back after he took his shirt off, and I was like, damn, brother, you killed it, whatever and stuff. He shook my hand. He just like, yo, I just like came like twice right now. I was just like,
uh-huh.
Oh. It's like, oh.
Yeah, you might want to go and clean that up.
He was like, yo, straight up.
Oh, that's why I take his shirt off. Because he had to go wipe his
shit. Yeah, he had to wipe his shit off, like, whatever. Yeah, so, yeah. Because he was putting in that work, dog.
Oh, he sure was. He was having sex with his clothes on.
Man.
That's the best. Sex with your clothes on.
So do you think that night was better than last night?
No. Okay, in terms of...
Because I would say that night was almost similar, except, you know...
In terms of the financial aspect, last weekend was fucking great.
Much better.
Yesterday, oh, fuck no. But at least the weekend before, we did go to fucking Wingstop.
And we had chicken that whole day.
We did. Because we had Wingstop. The next day, we went to Sweet Chick. And then went to Furaibo. And
we
got
had
chicken,
50
chicken,
wings.
Chicken.
We had 50 wings, people, whatever. We mowed down those motherfuckers like 50 spicy wings. We just mowed down like true champs we are.
They're like these little winglet little things, those little drumlet.
They're Japanese based chicken.
Tiny little wings, but man. Yeah.
And then
so good.
And then we went to Popeyes and fought each other or whatever and shit. I said, nigga, that's my last.
fried chicken. Get it. Yeah.
Give me the bread.
I punched him in the eye, and then he punched me in the nose, whatever and stuff. And then
white girl came and stole our chicken.
Yeah,
sandwich.
At the end of it, we was on both on the ground holding on a half of the chicken. This little, like he just said, this little white girl just said, "I can get some money for this," and just picked it up. He's like, "Wait,
it's mine.
That's our chicken. That's our chicken.
God damn it."
Have you tasted that chicken yet, by the way?
No. How can you? Nobody has it.
Now, I'm sure if
it's
just
sold out.
I'm sure if you go to the hood, it's probably still there.
Oh, I could ask one of those guys from the Migos and give him $1,000 and buy some 3 week old chicken.
You just go to that one I went to that one time, whatever, where it just looked like a zombie apocalypse. That motherfucker.
It looks like a bank. Yeah. No, you walk in, you're like, wait a minute, is this a bank? Oh, this is Popeyes.
This didn't look like no bank. This looked like a fucking death center. It looked like a CDC.
Wait, but didn't you say like it had like the blue coupe glass and everything?
Hell no, I didn't say that. I said it was a crackhead. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Okay, maybe this is bulletproof.
Shit. Yeah. They was hiding behind a bulletproof riot shield.
I went to a Popeyes and it
let me take your order, please. Whatever. Yeah. Like, why are you hiding behind a shield? Look here, bro. Just order your chicken.
Put the money in the tin.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a little bowl here. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Look, we don't have any goddamn 10 pieces in the sandwiches, okay? You just fucking get your wang or whatever and stuff like that. I mean, I saw this crackhead come out of the fucking woodworks like it was that crackhead in Skid Row that time he was driving down there.
Oh, yeah.
He straight up came out, and I was just like, oh.
The Walking Dead.
I literally kicked the door open to leave there because I was like, if I touch this door, I think I get AIDS.
Yeah.
I think going to that Popeyes was worse than where we went last night.
No, I still go, shit. That's kind of a hard decision there.
No. You didn't hear what I just said. That was a hard decision. I just said that Popeyes was worse.
Simply, oh, worse.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Worse.
Based on, I think you can catch a venereal disease just by breathing the air in that motherfucker, whatever. Mm. It was that bad. And plus, it was right next door to a rundown building that was already abandoned and shit. And in the middle of that was a 7-Eleven. And there was about two crackheads hanging out there who ain't asking
Is the Popeyes?
And they're not asking for money. Yeah, you don't remember shit. They're not asking for money. They're asking for chocolate.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I see here.
That's right.
See what happens.
That was the drive-thru.
That's what happens.
That was the drive-thru.
There's no drive-thru with this one.
Oh, I'll talk about the drive-thru that we wanted to.
Yeah, you did
that one. That was one with the bulletproof glass.
That was
shit.
A while ago. Yeah. I'm talking about recently. Shit, that was like the first comeback of it or whatever and stuff. But, yeah, if you breathe the air at that Popeyes, you probably get a venereal disease.
You get salmonella.
Luckily for me, I drink a lot, so I probably am fine and okay.
Clean it out.
Yeah. It just cleans it out.
You just neti pot with alcohol, huh? Straight neti pot that shit. Like,
I think if there's if that was a CDC center, my blood is the cure for that place.
Mm.
Unfortunately, it's brown, so they can't transfer it over to anybody and stuff like that. So,
did you bake it?
I'm baking, all right.
Oh, I hear you.
Yeah. We might be baking next week, by the way.
All right.
Yeah, no, seriously. We might be baking next week, so.
Wait, what's next week?
Well, you'll find out. Anyway.
How is she?
Yeah. You will be something, that's for sure. So we just had the Oishi distillery bottle, whatever.
The blue one.
It's unmalted. It's an unmalted rice distill, by the way. What'd you think of that one?
It was good.
Yeah?
It was good.
That's all your dictations of that can go as well? That was your first time ever having that?
Yeah.
Nice and smooth, but I love the after finish of it. It like take at least about 10 seconds to kick in, and you're like, ooh.
But I've noticed that once you get the first like burn, after that, everything else is just...
It mellows out throughout the whole stomach, whatever and stuff. It almost like the burn hits that one side, and then you keep sipping it, and get to that third sip, it just balances out. Like Thanos says, perfectly balanced.
Yep.
Snap, snap, crackle, pop, maybe.
You know it.
Yeah, so...
Oh, is she...
So we're at the 30-minute mark now, whatever. This is going to be a really short show, people. I'm telling you this right now. I am...
Ooh, what's this little square in the back for? Is that like the UPC thing or something? No, never mind. I'm an idiot. It's already in the bottom.
Damn.
Oh, I know what that is. If I scratch it, can I sniff it?
Nah, that's where the venereal disease is at.
Oh, man. That means I just got me a good whiff of it.
So you got a Japanese herpes now. Yeah.
That means I have to go to China to get the cure?
Yeah. Keep scratching away. Why don't you go ahead and open the sherry cask
now? You know it. You fucking know it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Speaking of fucking know it, on the way here, I plugged in my phone, and Android Auto tells me, hey, you got an update.
What do you think of the caps on this?
I don't know. It's kind of weird. That fact that this is... Well, how much is this thing?
About 80, 90 bucks.
It's kind of weird that for an $89 bottle of whiskey that they use a metal cap.
Well, shit, every bottle does that almost.
Really?
Yeah, there's a lot of bottles that do that.
Wow, I didn't know that.
It's kind of shocked by
maybe
that.
Maybe because I'm just so used to Irish whiskey that all the...
Yeah, all Irish bottles have like it. Corks on it or whatever, yeah. You know. Except for Jameson's.
Yeah.
Jameson's and Proper 12.
Yeah. Well,
but nobody drinks Proper 12 unless you get punched in the face for it.
Right. And I don't think you would get punched in the face even if you weren't drinking it.
Well, Conor McGregor's on an apology tour for that right now.
Oh, is that Kevin Hart?
Yeah.
Just
oh, that Kevin Hart was stupid. That wasn't a stupid thing. It's like,
wait, didn't he apologize
after he before? No.
Even when it happened before?
No, he didn't fucking apologize. That was a backhanded compliment, what that was, or whatever. Yeah, I told you this before, and you kept saying that shit.
No, yeah, I remember I saw the interview with him and Ellen, and he was talking about, I apologize then.
No, he did not.
Fast forward, I'm
and I showed
now.
You this shit afterwards, and you're just like, oh, yeah, that is a backhanded compliment, or whatever. And so we talked about that, or whatever. It's like, that's a backhanded compliment. But then the motherfucker says, I'm not going to apologize. Then literally, when he loses the job, he does it on every fucking show afterwards, or whatever. And it's like, well, what was the point of you saying you wasn't going to apologize? And if you did it,
but he still didn't take the job back when he offered it.
Thank you. Yeah, it's like, you stupid, dude. Yeah, why, you better collect that paycheck, motherfucker. Shit,
stood your ground.
Yeah,
it is what it is.
Yeah, he's a dumbass. That's why.
It's all right. He's making money though.
Yeah, he's still unfunny though.
I can't knock him for that.
I don't know if he ain't making no money no more. His last movie didn't do too well.
Wait, how many movies he make?
Well, since that incident, whatever, where he cheated on old girl, whatever.
Oh, that's right.
And then
but didn't he go to like some? They went on like a little vacation and
what between whatever. Them? Hey, whatever they do when they married, that's them. I don't really give a fuck, whatever and shit like that, whatever. But I noticed his last movie he did with Bryan Cranston, that shit didn't do well.
Oh, that serious movie with the homeboy's in the wheelchair?
That wasn't no serious movie, motherfucker. What the fuck are you talking about?
It was a comedy?
Nigga, you think every... You see, I dropped the N-word on you. You think every one of that Negro's movies are serious. What the fuck wrong with you?
It's a comedy. I don't know.
Yoon likes him. See, that's the thing, whatever. Like, he is not funny, though.
Kevin Hart.
Because the problem is, Yoon ain't never seen none of his fucking movies. That's why.
Oh, I don't watch movies.
He's full of shit.
I don't watch movies.
That dude...
I watch bootlegs.
Kevin Hart makes some of the worst goddamn movies of cinema I've ever fucking seen or whatever. Like, he's pretty fucking bad. Like, he's not a good actor. He has no screen presence whatsoever. His screen presence is, I'm going to be loud and shouting the camera.
Like his commercials.
Yes. Look, you can already see it. It's fucking commercial. It's fucking Capital One commercial. Whatever the fuck banks he's doing. Chase Capitals, whatever. He sucks or whatever, okay? Like, he just can't. And his jokes are lame as shit, too, by the way. Like really? This is what he said? He has, like, no social commentary in his jokes. His jokes relates on his kids and how short he is.
That's true.
Who the fuck who? Okay, like, all right.
It is Kevin Hart.
Nobody want to hear about your nappy-headed ass kids, all right?
I love how he talks shit about his kids all the time, too. All his kids are dumb.
Oh, yeah, and it's funny because he sure looked dumb when he was in that car and got caught with that camera. Yeah, who the dummy now, motherfucker?
Yeah, I met that cat years ago before he blew up.
You met him between the Soul Train era or whatever like, shit.
No, back in the day before he was even Kevin Hart.
Ugh.
He was still trying to come up in the comedy ranks.
If we can put him on an island with the rest of unwanted Negroes, that'd be great.
Like Nick Cannon?
Nick Cannon. Like, you know it's bad when Flavor Flav has more respect than you.
Damn.
Yeah. And that motherfucker walks around with a Viking helmet.
That's true. And a big ass clock.
Yeah.
That don't even work.
I gotta tell you. Yeah, because that motherfucker never have the right time. Is that Central? Is that Eastern? What is that?
2:30.
Have you seen Soulja Boy lately? He looks like Flavor Flav's retarded stepson or something like that.
Oh, like his crack addict brother-in-law or something?
Well, you remember he got in trouble for like trying to sell that bootleg game console from China?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The one that has like 10,000 games on it. Yeah, but, and he tried to brand it as his own.
Yeah. He just says his
dumb
people. You don't know. Even in America, we have those. They're emulators that have like already like Nintendo games, Sega games, stuff
right,
like that.
Got a bunch of games on it.
Yeah, yeah. We have those in America. China has them, whatever. So this company in China wanted him to sponsor it or something like that. And this fool went around talking about it's his creation and what he made and shit like that. And it's like, fool. That's why Nintendo sued his ass. Whatever. She was like, we coming for you. Like, if you look up the definition of retardation, this is why they don't want you saying that word no more or whatever. It's because Soulja Boy's feelings get hurt because he's in the picture of that.
Damn.
Why are you trying to hate on a black entrepreneur? You ain't no entrepreneur.
Example. Soulja Boy is a retard.
Yeah. He by far is a very big retard, I have to say.
So sad. So much promise.
I don't know about that part now.
All gone. You can't tell me.
No, I can't tell you. There's no point. I can tell you that. Yeah, when I first heard that song, I said, "This won't last long. This won't last long. This will last about a couple of minutes of fame, whatever."
Well, you got his moment. He did. He made a little money. Made a little money.
Ooh. Yeah, he lost all that money. That's why he's on. That's why he's on Twitch now, begging for money.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
That's why he's. Oh, wait, didn't he have some controversy about like he bought some new house? Turns out it was an Airbnb.
Okay, I just want to reiterate, people. If you look up the word retardation, he is in that fucking.
Is he? Is he the king, the emperor, the ruler?
The problem is when you look up retardation, you don't go to the R's in the dictionary. You go to the S. It's labeled soldier.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's just reference soldier boy.
Yeah. Reference soldier boy. Yeah.
Ooh, the sherry is.
Yeah, the sherry.
Oh yeah, here.
Clear.
Yeah.
Color is a little bit more darker.
Boy, so is.
Got that sherry ambience in there or whatever.
Uh-huh. Oh, is she?
You definitely can smell it. And the thing about the Oishi rice distillery, too, is they have malted and unmalted rice. Wow.
Ooh, man. Still got the same uniqueness, but the taste is...
I think the uniqueness on this one is not on the finish. It's on the taste right away.
Yeah. Oh, you could...
The finish on this one is... I don't want to use this word subtle because that makes it sound like it's weaker than the first one. It's not that it's subtle. It's just more mellowed out.
I would say it's similar, but... a little bit more of an essence.
Yeah.
Like, you know you're drinking this.
I think the sherry balances it out where it doesn't have that afterburn on it or whatever.
Yeah, because this burn for me is actually lasting longer than the first one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I can feel it in my chest.
Yeah, this one.
Yeah.
I think what I like about these two, though, is even though they're like in the $75 to $90 range or whatever, they're two everyday pours for me. These are my conversational pours. You know, if I just want to sit down, have a chat with somebody, whatever, we pour, open up one of these Oishis, we'll sit down, we'll chat about it and stuff. What are you getting out of this one? You liking the sherry more than the...
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
This sherry sits proper. Not 12.
I was going to say, you better watch out, you might get punched in the face.
Oh, yeah, you better watch out. Yeah, I better not say anything. Yeah. It's proper. It's proper life.
So, Dave Chappelle came out with a new comedy special.
Oh, fucking great.
I think it's his best show ever.
I was telling somebody the other day that if you're going to watch something, if you've never seen his stuff, because a lot of people have never seen the first one. The one who's wearing that light blue shirt. The
HBO one.
Yeah. I think Killing Him Softly.
Yeah, Killing Him Softly.
Oh, man. Watch that one.
I think this one blows.
And fast forward to the most recent one.
I think this one blows Killing Him Softly out the water.
Man.
I think it's a huge testament to his career.
The man's level of creativity, it's leaps and bounds.
Oh, he's the best. He's one of the best comedians out right ever. I mean, all the
jokes that he did on this last one.
All the punchlines. All the setups.
And the, man, timing and how he just blended everything together. The man is fucking genius.
Like, he literally cracked the joke on his last Netflix special of saying, I have punchlines in a bowl and... He's like, I'll yell that punchline out, and I bet you'll forget that punchline, and I'm going to tell you a story, and it'll come back to that punchline. And the one was like, punch you in the vagina.
Yeah.
That was the punchline. Yeah. He told this story.
Oh, yeah, oh, no, kick you in the pussy.
Kick you in the pussy. And he told this story, and people forgot about that, too.
Right,
they
very beginning. Forgot.
And then he said, then I kicked her in the pussy.
Yeah, at the very end.
Right. And it was just like, well, damn, that was genius right there, whatever. Like, you didn't, that was his joke. He's like, I literally can tell you my joke beforehand, and you'll never see it coming.
Like that foot on that painting?
Yeah.
Yeah, is it me that someone put a bare foot on that painting?
Nah, you just tripping.
Am I?
Yeah, you tripping balls right now.
Are you sure? Because that looks like a left foot.
No.
Someone just stepped on it with their bare foot.
You like tripping balls right now?
And left the grease stain on the
like,
foot.
Like, look at the twinkle in your eye right now. Like, it was a twinkle.
Yeah, because I'm looking at a foot like on you, the painting.
Like, you are like glazed over like right now. Like, and like, look at you look crazy.
If you're sitting where I'm sitting, you could see a foot.
It looked like you literally just crawled out of the strip club. Like, you literally look like you just.
Actually, I did. I just crawled out of bed.
It looked like literally. Like you look fucking crazy right now. Like you look like
grimy.
You look like you just spent $2,000 at a. Never mind. Anyway,
That's a good I pay rent in like 15 days.
Yeah, for rent and mortgage.
That's like I said, I gotta go home and figure out what I gotta sell.
That's why I sent you that text. You don't go over $1,000 up there.
Too late.
Yeah, and you was already gone for an extra hour. I was like, well, he's at about $900 right now. And then 30 minutes passed by. Yep, that's $1,500 now. And then, like, you didn't come for another 20 minutes. I was like, well.
Yeah, obviously, I ain't got my priorities straight. You would think a man of my age would have my shit together. Obviously not. Nope.
The women there are very beautiful, and what I like about them is that they're comforting.
Oh, they so are.
Yeah.
Just like this whiskey is comforting my chest.
Yeah. What are you thinking of that right now? So Dave Chappelle, he's in the news right now, whatever, because everybody's got something to say.
Why?
Because, you know.
I think what he said from one of the other specials is... If I'm just obviously, like he said, I'm paraphrasing here, and I don't want to ruin the man's words. We as a society, as a whole, have become soft. Everything is so personal.
When I don't think he said any of those, but okay.
Oh no, I remember he said something about it in terms of like
none of them words you just used.
Well, I'm paraphrasing.
A terrible paraphrase.
Right? Okay, my bad. And he was saying that we're soft and we need to learn how to figure this shit out.
No, he just said man the fuck up.
Yay. So yeah. I don't understand why is everyone gotta be all PC and shit. Like, oh, he hurt my feelings because he said this about this.
I don't think you should go to a comedy show with that mindset or whatever. But then
it's a comedy show.
The problem with that though, it's not necessarily the people that went there. The people that went there are perfectly fine with it.
Right.
It's the people that probably didn't even watch the thing. They just saw a fucking clip on YouTube of it because Netflix has like clips now. They have like a Netflix comedy channel or whatever.
Right.
They just put clips out. Most people, it's back in the day like when people used to just read headlines but didn't read the article.
Right.
It's the same thing with clips now, whatever. They don't watch the whole thing. They just listen to the clip and go like, he said this about so and so. And it's like, I gotta tell you, that LGBT, I already fucked that all up. That joke was fucking hilarious to me. When he was talking about the...
It's like five...
When he was talking about the Q's...
Yeah, and the L's.
Oh, that shit had me lacking. He's just like...
He says, if you hear your letter, scream it out.
My favorite part, though, is when he was like... And then we see on the road there, hitchhiking...
Is the Q's.
Because at first, I thought he forgot about the Q's. I was like, oh, he's missing a letter there. But then when he brought that story up...
Yeah.
He's like, he's in booty shorts. And he's just doing this, whatever. Yeah.
Oh, and the walk he does?
Yeah. And then he does that bend down. He's like, hey, fellas.
Yeah.
Lady. Whatever pronoun.
You want to be called back?
You want to be comfortable with?
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know if I'm gay or straight. I just know I really want to get in this car. Which I was
like, okay. This is the question
that I asked. Was funny as fuck, though.
This is the question I wanted to ask you.
What?
That phone call.
Oh, the phone call?
You think that was a setup? Because remember... When we went to Chris Rock, they made us lock up
all our phones up. Yeah.
So you can't tell me that this guy got lucky.
Well, to be fair, he could have had his phone locked up still, but it could have still ring.
Oh, you're right.
He didn't put it on vibrate,
and it was ringing in the bag.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not like the bag is soundproof.
You're right. That makes sense.
Because I thought about that, too, when you said that. I was just like...
He put a... Great joke after that.
Yeah, he was. Which the timing on that was perfect. Oh, he was just like
he's back two heaters. He said, "Imagine if he answers a phone and he's like,
his mom dead.
Like, hey, I just want to tell you, Mama dead. Yeah. No,
that phone must be gay.
Yeah,
what a gay phone.
No, because he was saying what a weird ass time for that phone call to happen. That phone must be gay.
That phone is gay. Yeah,
dude. I was fucking dying.
I love that day. And he's like, there's one thing that the L's and the G's agree on is that the fucking B's are fucking gross. Because they in the car. I fuck you, her.
I fuck everybody in this car.
Oh, I do love his T's and Brendan. He's just like, can you turn the AC on? It's hot in here. Yeah. Shut the fuck up. Just shut up. Yeah. Shut the fuck up. What? All I said, it was hot in here. Yeah. Can you stop at the next stop for the bathroom? Whatever.
Can we stop at the bathroom?
There's not a bathroom legal for you to go in and use in the next three states.
Three whole states.
So shut the fuck up. oh my god.
I just lost train of thought. I was talking about my car, my truck for the Android Auto fuck up thing.
Yeah.
So I was texting you, but I was telling
you. Do you like another pour?
Oh yes. Could I have the
shit? Yeah, either one.
Thank you.
You so, like a jigger?
No, I ain't jigger nothing. Yeah.
I got a jigger nothing. I don't got a jigger nothing. What does that even mean?
I ain't jigger nothing.
I don't have the jigger nothing.
I ain't jigger nothing, okay? Thank you, Jay-Z. Jigger nothing.
So I'm gonna make workout headbands and it's gonna say I don't have to jigger nothing.
Yeah, I don't jigger nothing. So I'm in the car trying to text you, so I'm telling the car, okay Google, and I was telling you when I was saying, oh, I'm stuck in fucking traffic, da 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 da.
Yeah.
This motherfucking thing censors my fucks. So when it read it back to me, it said, your message says I'm stuck on the, I'm on the 405, blah, blah, blah. Fuck. And it was like bleep.
Yeah.
Bleep, bleep. I'm like, wait a minute. No. So I was trying to tell it no.
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 You turn straight white dude. Cut it like me.
Yeah, you better put it in the spot. Right.
He turned to Cat Williams.
And then boom. The second one. I sent the second text. Still got fuck in it. Or fucking. Finally, the third one, Google said, fuck it, and just started saying them all. I said, that's right. I trained that bitch.
I remember you told me that your car had that problem, because I remember one time, I didn't know the text showed up on your screen, and it bleeped it out or whatever on the screen. Yeah, I was just like
this? Why are you censoring my shit? But eventually, it figured it out. I think after the third one, it surprisingly learned. The AI learned.
Maybe your Korean dialect kicked in.
It probably did. It
didn't
like,
hear you.
The app was like, this is how I feel inside.
Oh, that was the fucking, that was another good joke he did, though. That's why we keep referencing that, people. He did this joke. He was just like, he's like, you got to find that, though. If you feel like a woman on the inside, you got to find that shit hilarious. I mean, he's like, imagine he's like me walking around like, you know, in this Negro body and shit like that. But I feel like I'm a Chinese man or whatever and stuff. Yeah. And I start looking, doing this with my face and talking like, oh, why is everybody picking on me?
Yeah. Huh? This is how I feel inside. Y'all have to see his face and the way his accent, how he does it. I'm telling you.
The man is genius.
I watched this the night it came out. Literally 12:01.
Yeah, and I was with you.
And fuck, I was fucking dying.
I think we was at IHOP, right?
I was fucking dying.
We was at IHOP, right? Like, right, I think, or something. We was at some restaurant or something like that, or eating something. And I was just like, you gonna stay up late to watch that? Like, you gonna stay up from midnight to watch that? Because I remember it was like 10 o'clock or something like that.
Wait, where were we?
We were somewhere.
Oh, no, we went to thing. That's when we went to the night when we had Fariba with the chicken.
Oh, yes, yeah. Right, yes, Fariba.
No, yeah. Ranch came, met up with us, said what's up.
That was chicken night, yeah, right. That was
chicken night, and then you asked me if I was going to stay up for it. I said, fuck yeah, I am.
Oh, well, you said no at
first.
I said no at first.
But then after I watched it, yeah, that was a bad idea because I didn't go to bed till 4 in the morning.
Well, the thing was, by the time we left Fariba, it was after 10 o'clock, so it was just like, you might as well, it's only like an hour and a half left, whatever shit, you know?
But damn, I should have been more mindful because being the fact that I got to go to work the next day, I was tired.
That shit was...
But believe me, I was laughing all day.
Well, I will say I was upset, though, because there's been a few times... Our buddy Nam lives by the Laugh Factory Comedy Store and all that, whatever. Yeah. There's been a few times we literally knew Dave Chappelle was at there performing. And I would guarantee he was probably performing some of those damn bits right now.
You know what's funny?
Didn't see any of them.
The place that he mentions in the special, the place in San Francisco, mm-hmm. It's in the Embarcadero.
Yeah, I've been there before. Yeah.
Same. I actually sat in the top... So if you're on the stage, mm-hmm. It's to the left.
Yeah.
I sat up there in that row years ago for something else.
Sat at one of those tables recently.
And yeah, and what it was just ironic that... His favorite spot, he said, is that place.
Well, he performs in San Francisco a lot.
That's
too.
What I'm saying.
Yeah,
but
one of his specials.
No, but funny thing is, it makes sense because he has all these like LBG whatever little jokes.
Cut you off. That's Sherry Cass. Oof.
I'm telling you, look, I already
man.
Yep. Jigger me nothing.
When you down it, I just down my glass, whatever. Yeah. Man, like you don't feel it hit the throat; it goes straight to the stomach.
Yeah, it's like a massage.
Wow. Yeah, exactly.
It's like
wow.
It's like a deep tissue sensual massage.
Damn.
Massage. Oh, would you care for a sensual massage?
Oh, so fucking good.
Oh, dude. You blow up so crazy. Oh, in the chest.
Yeah, but he right now, he's getting criticized for...
You know what? Like, going back to what I said, you know, why are people crying about some shit? It's a comedy special. He's joking. Why are you so sensitive about it?
I think the only time...
I would say Mandafoga, but yeah.
I think the only time... And I don't even know if it's offended. It was just like, yo, you gotta get this motherfucker off stage or whatever. It was when Kramer started just randomly yelling out the N-word.
Oh, yeah, see.
No. Like, that wasn't cracking jokes. No, he was straight pissed. Up. Yeah, he was pissed. Yeah.
Because he got pissed for some shit because I think the person that was dogging him was funnier than him.
Yeah, he's funny. Well, you know, I watched it and I was just like, why is this cat funnier than this dude up
there? And granted, this guy gets paid the bucks, but the guy that's heckling him is funnier than the guy that's on stage.
That dude was cracking some mad jokes, whatever. So that, I think, and that was how many years ago? That was like at least a decade ago now.
And some.
Yeah, so like, that was probably the first time where I wasn't offended, but I was just like, see, that's not comedy no more, whatever. That's literally, he took it off stage and attacked an audience member, whatever stuff. So like, that part.
That's tasteless. That's when
it, there you go. That's tasteless.
When it gets to the point where you go blow the belt and it gets tasteless.
Yeah.
And now you're making it an issue.
But it,
because you're taking a joke.
Yeah.
And now you're taking it seriously. That means now you're personally feeling the pressure.
Yeah.
And say,
And the funny part is, he's the experienced comedian, so you think he'd be able to handle that, like this ain't his first time on stage. First of all, like he's been in the game for a long time. He's been
Kramer,
in the game,
baby.
Yeah, he's been in the game a lot. I've never found him funny personally, or whatever. Like that's why I never enjoyed Seinfeld. I was just like, he's supposed to be the crazy whack guy. But like, he's a veteran, basically, whatever and stuff. And this was a small comedy club he was in, and he let two.
Was it the Laugh Factory? Was it
no?
The
comedy store? It was the Laugh Factory. Sorry, it wasn't the Laugh Factory. It was a comedy store, or whatever. Okay. And stuff. But I was like, come on, dude. You let random dudes heckle you out of that. I was like, I'm sure every comedian's faces, you've been heckled by the crowd before. It's about learning how to work that crowd or whatever. And he clearly didn't know how to work that crowd or whatever. So, like, he attacked the audience or whatever. And not by, like, you know, making jokes or anything. Like, he literally verbally attacked the audience or whatever. So that's the only time. I wasn't even offended by it. I was just like, your shit is done, son. Whatever. You got to get off stage. But that was like a decade ago. I could be wrong on that, whatever and stuff. That could have been a decade ago, probably if some that changed or whatever. I've never been offended since then or whatever. I'll tell you what I was offended by, though. I was super fucking offended by this. And you might feel the same about me, too, whatever. You might join me on this, whatever. Let's get on the bandwagon. Let's join the T's. Let's join them T's real quick. Whatever. Get in the T line real quick.
Wait, are you sure it's a T's, not a Q?
No, we in the T line. Because they the ones offended.
Okay.
It's the T's.
Okay,
they offended.
The T's.
Okay, right.
The T's.
So let's get behind T's. We'll call ourselves the K's and the D's and the L's.
Okay.
And and we'll just batch them all together and call them the KDL. Whatever.
You know it.
And
KDLs.
I'm offended. And Netflix cut Chris Rock special in half. That's what I'm offended by, whatever.
You mean the tambourine one?
The tambourine one. Whatever. That's what I was offended by. I was offended by. So we went to that show. That show was way funnier.
I loved it. It's fucking amazing.
And we're sitting in the nosebleed or whatever. So imagine the air and you laughing hard. Man, your head is getting lightheaded as fuck, whatever and shit.
Oh, okay.
I was laughing. You can back me up. I was laughing nonstop, hilarious. I watched that Netflix one, whatever, where it's edited an hour out, whatever and shit.
Remember the scenario?
And I told him, don't even watch it. I was like, man, I said, no, maybe you should watch this, do a comparison side by side. It's night and day. Personally, like they edited out his best jokes.
Yeah, I remember when you told me that the jokes I was looking forward to hearing were cut out.
The Jim Crow one.
Yeah, oh my God.
That was such a good setup,
though. The hotel one? The hotel thing?
The whole setup, though. Like, it was a long story, too. Yeah. But the punchline paid off really well. Because it was like, oh my God, I didn't even see that coming or whatever and stuff like that.
Oh, but you have to remember, though, on top of the fact that we're there watching Chris Rock perform his mastery of comedy, our area alone was fucking great. Why? Because the woman with the dog way the front row that was next to us.
She's gonna kill that dog.
Right, that little dog. And then the other lady that was next to us that had the mad perfume on.
Yeah.
Like, she didn't want to take a bath or something. She had to hurry up to get to the show.
She said,
I better hurry up and get to the comedy show.
Excuse me.
Fuck this.
I'm gonna look good.
Yeah, and our buddy, I'm gonna smell real good.
And our buddy Neil wanting to kill that woman for that dog.
Oh my God.
That woman stood up.
How dare this woman disrespect that service animal?
I'm sitting by Neil. He's telling me, he's just like, She better not fuck with that dog. I was like, damn, Neil.
Damn, Neil.
You know, Neil used to be in the military. So
yeah, that's all right. He's just a dog.
Is he having a PTSD flashback right now? I was like,
Neil is just a dog.
And Neil's like,
it's a little dog, too, by the way.
Neil's like, that's called lunch in my country.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm from the same damn country. Fuck you.
Yeah. He's like, we don't play with our food.
Obviously not. She was.
Hey, I'm gonna say this right now.
Fuck it with my fucking meal.
I hate to tell you this, whatever. Dog's delicious in your country, okay? I might have had some when I was out there. It's good. Okay.
I don't know the problem. At the end of the day, them bitches are delicious.
Yeah, exactly, whatever. Yes. I don't give a fuck about
them
a dog.
Them bitches.
Okay?
Quote me, delicious.
Here in America, I don't give a fuck about a dog. They used to sick dogs on us all the time and shit. Man, I fry their asses up, whatever.
Is it me? Are these emotional support comfort animals, where the fuck these things are, getting out of hand?
Yeah.
There was a woman with a fucking horse on the plane the other day.
Yeah, yeah.
What the fuck?
How do you get a horse onto the fucking plane? First of all, do you know how much drugs you can smuggle up a horse's ass?
I have an idea.
You want me to stuck stuff on my ass?
No. Oh. I have a better idea.
I think that happened last night.
Well, we can't do all that. Okay. I'm not trying to go to jail.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to think about a way we can make this work in our benefit. Holy shit. Oh, that's the thing I was floating in the water.
No. This is a new find. That's a new find in the water.
Oh my god.
That's like some Pablo Escobar.
Why the fuck are we hanging out here? We should go to the water and hang out there.
We're gonna go to Catalina real quick.
We should
can take a boat ride. It's only $20.
Fuck Catalina. We just wait for the shit to just
that's where it floated off on. Yeah.
Damn.
There's literally a ferry that takes you for $25. We should actually, you know what? We should just go there one day.
We should just go there one day. Just
play.
Is that what I think it is? Wait, is that a kilo of cocaine?
I mean, look how big those bricks are, though.
Damn,
it ain't no bricks.
I can see the cocaine bricks.
People, what are we talking about here?
Opium or something?
Why don't you describe what you're reading right now?
Okay, after large cocaine seizure, Coast Guard cutter returns to L.A. port. And the amount of shit on here would just change your life.
I remember 2 weeks ago I told you they found an amount like weed, amount. Now they found cocaine that much. Jesus, I see where Long
Beach.
That's a lot.
Man, my question is this. Who the fuck is getting killed for losing this shipment? Someone died.
Yeah, somebody's dying
somebody
for that
shipment. Somebody's dying. It's not like somebody. There's got to be a whole group of motherfuckers.
And you know that dude? And you know that dude probably got a pass on the lossage of weed? He's like, the boss probably came and said, you know what? We'll let that one slide if you can make the income back or whatever. He's like, I got you, boss. I got a shitload of cocaine. Don't worry about this. This loss doesn't mean nothing. And then 2 weeks later, that dude dead now.
Oh, he dead now.
They're going to find his body next now.
Oh, they're going to flip his asshole inside out?
Yeah. He's on his knees right now saying, boss, please, I'll suck your dick, please. That look you just gave me. He is saying that. Oh, my God.
Remember Dave? It's like, you pursue me. I need some drugs.
It's funny because they do say that noise.
I suck your dick for $5.
Hold on. Why is your dick out?
Oh, that was Buckshot?
Yeah, Buckshot.
Buckshot? It was Birdshot, Buckshot, Birdshot, and then Jamaican. Yeah. Buckshot, Buckshot, Buckshot.
Well, you know when you hit him with Birdshot or whatever and stuff like that, that's when he goes like, he makes that like, he makes a little. Like,
you shot me, man.
You shot me, man.
It hurts.
Trust me, that dude that they're sleeping with the fishes right now, he ain't making that noise right now. They chopped his fucking body up in pieces.
Man, see, I think what I would do is this. If I was one of these drug cartel fuckers mm-hmm. that got all of this money and all of this supply, I would, you know, my recruitment video would be showing him the gloriousness of making money and living the dream and everything. But if you fuck up, I send your ass over to, like, the Middle East to that dude that be beheading people and show him, if you fuck up, this is what happened to you.
I gotta tell you this right now.
Who the fuck wants to get beheaded?
Oh, you sent them to Africa. They cut you off of being gay or something like that.
Or one of those like cannibal-less like villages and shit. And they just eat your ass.
I gotta tell you this right now. If I saw this right now, because they posted this right away when they found whatever. If I saw this, I'm not a drug dealer, but some cops would be dead right now.
Oh,
because I would rob that stash right there. I would catch them right in the water. I'd murder everybody on their boat. And I would literally steal this stash right.
But I let you know right now. If I found all that, you never hear me from again.
Yeah,
I'm gone. Bye. Yep. Wait, where'd he go? Oh, is he?
Hey, El Chapo.
He left? Oh, is he? Okay.
Hey, El Chapo, I got your freedom on a boat right now.
Yeah. Like, no, I ain't call nobody.
Yeah, you want
to. I ain't call nobody.
You got to call somebody. You got to sell this shit.
No, I ain't call nobody.
Got to sell this shit, dog.
No, I ain't call nobody.
Yeah, you got to sell it. You got
to
call people.
Oh, no, I'll call. No, I believe me. I'll call people to get rid of it, but I ain't call nobody.
You think you're just going to roll up on a boat with this shit through a borderline and just think you're going to make it through safely without calling somebody? Shit.
Look. The way I feel inside makes me get that shit out the way.
Mm. Well, the moral of the story of this episode here is drink good whiskey as always, whatever, here on Whiskey Week. And also, as Dave Chappelle said, man the fuck up and shut the fuck up.
I know.
Stop bitching, please.
God, can you?
Please, just stop bitching. I laugh my ass off. I find it hilarious. Look, it's funny. So
you just knew when I just told you that my phone was bleeping my fucking cuss words out. Why the fuck would my phone bleep the cuss words out? Shit's changing. Shit's changing.
I actually got a story,
people,
too.
People are getting too soft with the shit. How you so, like, offended by words?
I don't even think...
No, but that's the reason... That's the perfect...
But I don't even think it's necessarily
tied to his stand-up.
I don't even think necessarily that it's people trying to be soft. I think it's people trying to be heroes of the shit.
No, bullshit.
No, they're trying to get notoriety of that shit.
Because they want to be that voice.
Yeah, they're trying to be that voice, whatever. That's the only fucking reason.
I'm
going to
shut Dave Chappelle down.
And let's be real. Most dudes that do that shit or do it for a white, these so-called white knights, they do it to get laid.
Yeah,
let's be honest about that shit.
Wait, which one of them is that?
Because trust me, if you were really trying to fucking defend somebody, whatever and stuff like that, you wouldn't blast it on fucking social media, whatever and stuff like that. You would honestly go to them personally, whatever. Like, you know, if you do that, you're trying to get an end goal out of it, whatever. So
that's end game.
Yeah, there's no thing of you trying to be like, oh, I'm offended by it. You're literally trying to get an end game out of this, whatever. So you're just trying to be a white knight hero.
Well,
like
I said,
whatever.
You trying to one-up your shit. So, if someone says something, you're going to try to one-up you and make you look better.
Like, I'm going to tell you this right now. If you really want to be offended, go to Twitch. Jesus Christ. They say all kind of shit on that goddamn stream, whatever, playing video games.
No, see, but the thing is this.
God damn.
To go hunt it down and find it.
No, you ain't got to hunt it down on Twitch.
Right. No,
you ain't got to hunt that shit down on Twitch.
Right, but you got to go to a platform that no one's really familiar with. Netflix.
No, people are familiar
with it. Right, but no, but I'm saying. But the general
have you ever
masses,
heard of, like, fucking,
I know,
I'm about to say, these people making millions and billions off this shit.
Right, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, you kidding me right now?
But for the layman's.
They're way higher than Netflix. What are you talking about? Netflix is losing money. What are you talking about? Like,
now with this Dave Chappelle shit. Then.
Bullshit. This one Dave Chappelle shout out of the shit they've been putting in or whatever that they've been losing money on or whatever. Like, they lost $700 million last year. What are you talking about, dude?
Not last year.
Yeah.
Could you imagine how many new accounts were created?
They're not making
shit. How many people shared their shit with
nobody sharing
people?
Shit. Dude, you can stream this shit on Daily Motion. What the fuck are you talking about? I streamed it on Daily Motion. I didn't even have fucking Netflix. What are you talking about? Whatever. Like,
did you?
What are you talking about like right
no,
now?
No.
There was more money in Twitch than there is in Netflix.
Really?
Have you ever heard of this dude named Ninja? This dude makes millions off fucking Twitch, dude. Whoever
is
shit.
Your brother?
He's not on Twitch anymore, whatever, and stuff
I'm
like
just
that.
Kidding.
PewDiePie and all these people. Dude, all these cats was on fucking Twitch, or whatever. These dudes are making nobody on Netflix is making this fucking money or whatever and shit like that. Netflix is paying them, but Netflix ain't returning a revenue stream. They're losing people, shit. Especially since their prices just went back.
Oh yeah, you're right.
And just wait till
T-Mobile charged me an extra $2 for my
shit. And just wait till November comes out, whatever. When Disney drops it, they're really gonna lose shit, whatever and stuff. So,
hey, do you get a discount for that Disney Plus shit?
I get discounts for everything.
Oh shit!
I work in the industry, bitch.
Let me get that login real quick. I'm trying to get that ESPN Plus.
Disney sucks my dick.
Mm-hmm.
In return, I suck the mouse's dick occasionally too, whatever and stuff. Okay,
Wait, yeah.
I have to. Literally, I go every Monday and Wednesday. I suck his dick.
You don't get the Donald Duck one?
No. Donald is a minion.
What about Goofy? Goofy kind of seems like he don't really care.
Mickey yells at him a lot. When I'm blowing Mickey, Goofy walks in. Can I get next? And Mickey, get the fuck out of here! Get out! Your experiment going wrong anyway. Okay, don't stop, boy. Don't stop. Oh, boy. My nigger. Oh, boy. What'd you say, Mickey? Just keep sucking. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
There'll be peace in Israel.
Minnie would be so jealous.
Yeah, she watches. Yeah. She's like, she's the one that holds my head. Yeah.
Palm thrust.
Palm thrust. Yeah. She tells me I'm doing it wrong, especially the first time. She was like, she swerved my head on it. And she was like, you got to go on it. And I was just like, oh, I can't breathe. And she was like, breathing is for pussies.
Wow.
And I said, you're right, Minnie.
Damn.
Give me that Mickey D now.
Damn, Mickey
D. And I ain't talking about the chicken nuggets neither.
No.
I'm talking about the Mickey D's.
You ain't trying to get that Grimace purple chong down your throat?
I ain't trying to get cockeyed Grimace neither. From oh back in the head. I ain't trying to get
Remember that video?
I ain't trying to get crackhead Grimace neither. That motherfucker looked like he was hunting for some more nuggets than you ever seen in his life, whatever and shit.
You know what? It makes perfect sense how we got Barney, because to me, they're cousins. Barney and Grimace, they gotta be cousins or some shit, because they both big purple, just giant motherfuckers.
Yeah, but Barney was just like, I'm on straight edge level.
Yeah, he's like, I love you.
Grimace is like, Grimace is like, yo, inject that fucking ketchup from McDonald's in my fucking vein, baby. Come on, come on. Yeah. He's sitting there going like,
oh, baby.
And you can hear him in his voice. He's speaking, he's like, those little onions. Oh. It's so chopped up.
And then the little hamburger guy comes out. Hamburger.
And he's like, get your black ass away from us. Or he's like, oh shit, you're just wearing black. Sorry. Oh, people, we're going to get out of here now. It's the end of the show.
Wait, what time is it?
It's about time to get the fuck up out of here.
That's okay, it's Costco time.
Yeah.
Costco time.
Yeah, so people have been going on for an hour here. We're done here. We had the Oishi. This is Whiskey Week here in the last drop.
What? Oishi. Oishi.
O to the. So which one of these bottles is fucking Ray J?
Neither. Because he's still fucking with Kim K.
No, he ain't. That's Kanye's now.
Oh, that's right.
Who is Ray? You remember Ray J was fucking Whitney Houston before she died, remember?
Did he?
Yeah, he was the last fuck. This is the funniest. That's why I brought him up yesterday, because this is the funniest fuck right here.
Oh, wait, what?
Oh, you know what I mean? Oh, yeah, you got to look this up.
Oh,
yeah.
I did not know this. I remember.
So before we go,
there was
people,
a connection. There was a connection.
He was fucking her. So he was the last.
The bodyguard.
So before she died.
The booty guard.
He fucked her the day before she died.
In the hotel at the Beverly
Hills. So here's the thing, people. That's how you know Whitney Houston. She didn't die of drugs. She killed herself because, I mean, she was like, God damn. My career was great, and now I'm fucking Ray J. she's like, I'm fucking One Wish here. Dude.
Yeah,
She's like, even Bobby Brown was more famous than his brother.
Because at least Bobby Brown had a prerogative.
Yeah.
His brother, what did Ray J have?
This dude's only known for being Moesha's brother.
And fucking Kim K.
No, but it was before that, though.
Oh, that's right.
He wasn't even known for that yet.
That's right.
Yeah, so
he was just Moesha's brother.
He was One Wish. That's all. He wasn't nobody.
Sexy, can I?
Yeah, sexy, can I? Just use my manners. Okay, Negro. Get off stage, please.
I didn't even know. Yeah. He speaking English?
So how bad was the state of mind Whitney Houston in for her to say, fuck this life for me. Slip wrist. Girl. I'm like you imagine, like, you know how most dudes after they, like, you know, bust that and whatever and stuff. And
bust that nut, we'll be right back.
And they sit there and go like, I can't believe I fucked her. That was Whitney that night. Ray J was like, oh, what a great night. Whitney was looking at the ceiling going like, oh my God.
There goes my Vegas residency. I ain't fucking doing Vegas no more. Fuck this.
And you just heard the origin of how she became a crackhead. She fucked Ray J and said, I gotta do crack now.
Yeah. crack is whack.
And with that note, people, livers will never be the same, and glasses will never be dry.
And the space between your legs will always be wet.
I think that applies for last night, especially.
Show does.
Especially your wallet, too.
My wallet, no. I was referring to myself. The space between my legs was wet because there was some goo there.
You still got glitter booty sweat on you, too.
I do.